नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्याम् नारं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् तत्त्वचायाम् उतिदयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अबाध्रिषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 2, text number 15. Swa shanta rupeshu itarai swa rupai abhyadyamaneshu anukampitama paravaresho mahat amsha yukto hi ajo pi jato bhagavam yatakni swashanta rupesh vita Vitarai Swarupai Abhyadyamanesh Vina Nukampitamat Paravaresho Mahadam Shayukto Hyajo Pichato Bhagavam Bhagavam Yatakni Swashanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai Abhyadyamanesh Vanukam Pitatma Paravaresho Mahadamsha Yukto Hyajo Pichato Bhagavam Yatakni Swashanta Rupesh Vitalai Swarupai Abhyadyamanesh Vanukam Pitatma Paravaresho Mahadamsha Yukto Hyajo Pichato Bhagavam Yatakni Mm-hmm. What did you say? Swashanta Rupeshu, unto the peaceful devotees of the Lord. Itarai, others non-devotees. Swarupai, according to their own modes of nature. Abhyadhyamaneshu, being harassed by Anukampita Atma, the all-compassionate Lord, para avara, spiritual and material, ishaha, controller, mahat amsa yukta, accompanied by the plenary portion of mahatattva. He certainly, Achaha, the unborn, Api, although, Jataha, is born, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Yata, as if, Agnihi, the fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creation, is unborn. But when there is friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. Purport. The devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful because they have no material hankering. A liberated soul has no hankering, and therefore he has no lamentation. One who wants to possess also laments when he loses his possession. Devotees have no hankerings for material possessions and no hankerings for spiritual salvation. They are situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a matter of duty, and they do not mind where they are or how they have to act. Kamis, Gyanis, and Yogis all hanker to possess some material or spiritual assets. Kamis want material possessions. Gyanis and yogis want spiritual possessions, but devotees do not want any material or spiritual assets. They want only to serve the Lord anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds that the Lord desires. And the Lord is always specifically compassionate towards such devotees. The Kamis, Gyanis, and Yogis have their particular mentalities in the modes of nature, and therefore they are called Itara, or non-devotees. These Itaras, including even the Yogis, sometimes harass the devotees of the Lord. The Vasamuni, a great Yogi, harassed Maharaj Ambarish, because the latter was a great devotee of the Lord. And the great Kami and Gyani Hiranyakasipu even harassed his own Vaishnava son, Pranath Maharaj. There are many instances of such harassment of the peaceful devotees of the Lord by the Itaras. When such friction takes place, the Lord, out of his great compassion towards his pure devotees, appears in person, accompanied by his plenary portion controlling the Mahatattva. The Lord is everywhere in both the material and spiritual domains, and he appears for the sake of his devotees when there is friction between his devotees and the non-devotee. As electricity is generated by friction of matter anywhere and everywhere, the Lord, being all-pervading, appears because of the friction of the devotees and non-devotees. When Lord Krishna appears on a mission, all his plenary portion accompany him. When he appeared as the son of Vasudeva, there were differences of opinion about his incarnation. Some said he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some said he is an incarnation of Narayan. And others said he is the incarnation of Shirodaksha Vishnu. But actually, he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Swayam. And Narayam, the Purushas, and all other incarnations accompany him to function as different parts of his pastimes. Mahadamsha Yuktaha indicates that he is accompanied by the Purushas, who create the Mahatamva. It is confirmed in the Vedic hymns, Mahantam Vibhu Atmanam. Lord Krishna appeared just like electricity when there was friction between Kamsa and Vasudeva and Ugrasena. Vasudeva and Ugrasena were the Lord's devotee, and Kamsa, a representative of the Kamis and Gyanis, was a non-devotee. Krishna, as he is compared to the sun. He first appeared from the ocean of the womb of Devaki, and gradually he satisfied the inhabitants of the places surrounding Mathura, just as the sun enlivens the lotus flower in the morning. After gradually rising to the meridian of Dwarka, the Lord set like the sun, placing everything in darkness, as described by Uddhava. Om Gyanatmi Nandasya Gyananjana Shtalakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayan Lupankada Mahyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavan Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gora Vaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swashanta Rupe Shri Tarai Swarupai Abhyadya Manesh Vanukam Pitatma Paravaresho mahadamsha yukto hyajopi jato bhagavam yutakni. Translation again. The personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creation, is unborn. But when there is friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful because they have no material hankering. A liberated soul has no hankering, and therefore he has no lamentation. One who wants to possess also laments when he loses his possessions. Devotees have no hankerings for material possessions and no hankerings for spiritual salvation. They are situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a matter of duty, and they do not mind where they are or how they have to act. So this reminded me a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Sama Saveshu Bhuteshu Ma Bhakti Napa Te Panam. Krishna tells Arjuna that one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. As usual, Srila Prabhupada wrote a very beautiful purport to this verse. I just want to share what Srila Prabhupada has written here. Prabhupada, he said, to the impersonalist, achieving the Brahma-Buddha stage, becoming one with the Absolute, is the last word. But for the personalist or pure devotee, one has to go still further to become engaged in pure devotional service. This means that one who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is already in a state of liberation called Brahma Buddha. One is with the Absolute. Without being one with the Supreme, the Absolute, one cannot render service unto Him. In the Absolute conception, there is no difference between the served and the servitor. Yet, the distinction is there in a higher spiritual sense. In the material concept of life, when one works for sense gratification, there is misery. But in the absolute world, when one is engaged in pure devotional service, there is no misery. The devotee in Krishna consciousness has nothing for which to lament or desire. Since God is full, a living entity who is engaged in God's service in Krishna consciousness becomes also full in himself. He is just like a river cleansed of all dirty water. Because the pure devotee has no thought other than Krishna, he is naturally always joyful. He does not lament for any material loss or aspire for gain, because he is full in the service of the Lord. He has no desire for material enjoyment, because he knows that every living entity is a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore eternally a servant. He does not see in the material world someone as higher and someone as lower. Higher and lower position are ephemeral. And a devotee has nothing to do with ephemeral appearances or disappearance. Yeah, just like Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Macha spasya stukunteya sitoshna sukha dukada agama paino nityas tam stitikshasva bharata. That the appearance of happiness and their disappearance in due course of time are just like, you know, winter and summer season. They are all arise from our sense perception. So one should tolerate them without being disturbed. So Prabhupada, he also said here that the devotees, they are not disturbed by the higher or lower positions like that in the material world. And Prabhupada continues to say that for him, stone and gold are of equal value. This is the Brahma Buddha stage. And this stage is attained very easily by the pure devotee. In that stage of existence, the idea of becoming one with the Supreme Brahman and annihilating one's individuality becomes hellish. So that's why the devotees, they think to merge into the effulgence, the Brahmajyoti of the Lord. It's really hellish. It's like a spiritual suicide. Yeah. So the annihilating one's individuality becomes hellish. The idea of attaining the heavenly kingdom becomes a phantasmagoria. And the senses are like serpents, whose poison teeth are broken. As there is no fear of a serpent with broken teeth, there is no fear from the senses when they are automatically controlled. The world is miserable for the materially infected person, but for the devotee, the entire world is as good as Vaikuntha, or the spiritual sky. The highest personality in this material universe is no more significant than an ant for the devotee. Such a stage can be achieved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who preached pure devotional service in this age. So Srila Prabhupada, he also said in the purport that there are many instances of harassment of the peaceful devotees of the Lord by the non-devotees. And when such friction takes place, the Lord, out of his great compassion towards his pure devotees, appears in person. And this is also confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said that Parichanaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dama sanstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna tells Arjuna that to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. Prabhupada said in the purport that according to Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu, holy man, is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualification of Krishna consciousness wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And Dushkritam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants are Dushkritam. Dushkritam are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well cultured. Yeah. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons, but the Lord especially descends to appease his honored Lord devotees, who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may be happen to be his kins. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakasipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. So Prabhupada again mentioned Prahlad Maharaj. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudev were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than kill Kamsa. But both were performed simultaneously. Excuse me. Therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotees and vanquish the demon miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. So this is some of the thoughts I thought to today's verse. So are there any questions or comments? So thank you very much for coming. So Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Hari Bol.